worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And this Friday morning, we've been having a great study all week here. Consider your ways. What a study all week. And I hope as you join us Monday through Friday, you are enjoying the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit will enlighten you. Enlighten how? Your understanding, so that you can comprehend the great riches and depths of God's love, and you can apply it to your life and experience it. That's our purpose here on Make Your Day Count, is to get greater understanding and insight and concept of God's Word and apply it in our life. And then we can say, the Word of God is true, and it is true unto me because I have done it. So on this Friday morning, we want to thank you again for taking your time out all week to listen to the voice of the Lord God, because we are just the voice beyond the voice. So we're just the voice, but he's speaking through us. How? By his Word. So you hear our voice, but listen for his voice, okay? That's what we want to help you on this this broadcast. You hear an all voice, but listen to his voice. Hear his voice as we say what he wants us to say. And as it comes to you, receive it and do it and be blessed by that word. So on this Friday morning, I want to encourage you again, if you are the first-time listeners to Make Your Day Count, well, welcome. And if you are longtime listeners, we want to extend another welcome to you and invite someone. Tell someone about this program. Invite someone that, you know what, you can do some devotion. You want to do devotion? Well, do it with Pastor Earl and Pastor Diana and WMIE Monday through Friday, man. That guys are going to give you some scripture in which you can meditate on for your life, and that will change your life. Believe me if you do it.
Make Your Day Count airs at 7:15 a.m. and also at 8:30 p.m. on WMIE 91.5. It's also on at 5 p.m. on 99.9. So there's three opportunities throughout the day where you can hear it on the radio. And if you miss those time slots, you could go to your mobile device or to your computer and go to the WMIE website. So if you type in WMIEFM.com, that'll bring you to the homepage for WMIE. And then you just go down a little ways on the page and you can hit either listen live or on demand. So if you hit that on demand, it'll show you the programs that have aired, not just our program, but all the wonderful quality programs that have aired on WMIE that day. You could also move through the calendar for other days that you may have missed, and you could click on the program and you can listen to it at any time. So it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you could go back. You could listen to past episodes. You could also share those with your friends and family by copying that link and sending it as a text or email or a message through social media to your family and friends so that they're able to participate with you. People who are outside of the listening area can still enjoy the program through the internet, the technology of the internet. So that's through the WMIEFM.com webpage. You're able to access the program again and again. So all this week we have been on the topic, Consider Your Ways. We left off yesterday in Proverbs, and we were talking about the blessing of the Lord, that it makes one rich and it adds no sorrow. So going back to one of our opening scriptures this week, Haggai chapter 1, verse 6 says, you have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. and he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. That's sorrow.
That's sorrow.
That's sorrow. Any part in that verse, that is sorrow. If you've sown much, you bring in little, that's sorrow.
Yes.
You eat but do not have enough, sorrow. You drink but are not filled with drink, sorrow.
Yes.
You clothe yourself but no one is warm, sorrow.
Yes.
You earn wages and you put them in a bag with holes, oh, that's sorrow.
So consider your ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's asking you to do. Check it out. Look at what your life is bringing you. Look at the return that you are getting. Compare to the blessing that you could receive from doing what I've asked you to do. By participating in what I am doing, look at the blessing that you will receive upon your life. Because when you receive his blessing, God's blessing, upon your life, it comes in its totality. And it has no what? Sorrow to it. So that's the real deal. So seek out what God is doing. And once you find out what God is doing, then become a part of it. Become a participator into it. And we here on this radio, just to encourage you, not to try to build a church nor anything, but just to encourage you to become a participator of what God is doing. Join that army that God has. Become a worker in the kingdom of God. Be a part of what God is doing. If when you find it, then joy come. When you find what God is doing, peace come. When you find what God is doing, love come. You got to find it. Then there's no sorrow in it. You are excited. When you find what God is doing and you give to it, then you know we give with joy, man. We so joyful in giving because that's what God is doing. And then I put what I got into that. And when I put it in there, there's a lot of joy coming from me. There's a lot of peace coming from me. I don't think about it because I know that's what God is doing and I am a part of it. Woe is me if God is doing something and I refuse not to be a part of what God is doing. I refuse even I know God is in it. And that's why we do that. You and I do that, Diane. We find out what God is doing. And once we find out, there's no more sorrow in giving. There's no more sorrow in praying for that. We into it. Hands and feet. Everything we put into it. That's what God is doing. And we have what? An opportunity? This radio program is what God is doing. We come here, and there are times my body don't want to come. I'm so busy with a lot of things. But I have to consider my ways in connection to the plans of God, in the work of God. This is the work of God. So it doesn't matter how I feel. I got to go do the work of God, the plans of God for my life. I want to encourage you out there in Radio Land that you find what God is doing and join in.
If you're asking, how do you find what God is doing?
Yeah.
What is God doing? I don't know what God is doing. How am I supposed to find what God is doing?
Yeah.
I want to know what God is doing, but how do I find out what God is doing? Is there a newsletter or something? Is there a social media blast? How do I find out
what God is doing?
Well, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26 tells us, "Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together."
Come on.
"State your case that you may be acquitted."
Come on.
So God said, "Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together." First of all, let's get on the same team.
Yeah.
A lot of times we're in opposition.
Let's talk here.
To what God is doing.
Yeah.
So he says, "Let us contend together." Let's get on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's present ourselves before God and let him know, "I'm available. I am on your team."
Yeah.
"State your case that you may be acquitted."
Yeah.
So we say, "Okay, God, you know, your word says that I should be healthy. I'm not healthy. Your word says I should be productive. I'm not productive. Your word says that I should be prosperous and I'm broke. I'm putting everything into a bag with holes." Okay, so how do we find out what God is doing? We come before him.
Yes.
Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. We make that commitment. God, I want to be on your team. I don't want to fight against you anymore, because a lot of times that's what we're doing. We know what we're supposed to be doing, but we're just fighting against him. We're fighting against what we're supposed to be doing. He says, let us contend together. So we have to make it clear we are on God's team. I'm not fighting. I'm sick of fighting against you. Fighting against you wears me out, God.
Yes.
Fighting against you has me putting everything into a bag with holes. So we have to make that quality decision that we are on God's team. And if we are on his team, then guess what team we're on? The winning team.
Yes.
We're on the winning team. We're contending together. State your case that you may be acquitted. We have to be honest with God. Look, God, you know, I don't have enough money working this job to pay all these bills.
Yeah.
So he will begin to present to you different things that you hear, maybe different things that you see, scriptures that have come before, but also practical things. It's scripture, but it's also practical things. Like maybe all of a sudden you'd be driving down the same road that you've driven down every day, and all of a sudden you'll see something different that was there the whole time. And then you'll say, oh, wait, that's right there. That's been there all the time. And it'll be like a pull, like a draw to begin to do something. I know, like me and my husband, we've been talking about a new business idea, and today we were brainstorming some names for the business. But we know that when God says it, you just know. Like everything on the list is like, no. And once God says something, so when God says something, it's not that you hear it with an audible voice in your ear, but you just know in your spirit that it is. That like that's just it. Just like if you're in a crowded room and somebody calls out your first name, you know that they're talking to you. Turn your head. You automatically, before you think about it, you turn your head because you know that it's being directed to you because that's your name. There's no guessing game. So when God speaks, you know. But a lot of times we try to oppress it. We try to we fighting against God. We don't want to do it.
Yeah, suppress it.
Suppress it. Suppress it. That's the word. We want to suppress it. We know what God said, but we're not willing to make the sacrifices that's going to come along with doing that. Like God said, you're supposed to be blank. So a certain profession. But you know, in order to be that, you got to go back to school.
Yes.
You know, in order to be that, you got to be able to pass a drug test. You know, let's just be honest. Sometimes a lot of us not elevated because we're scared to pass, go back drug test.
Yes.
So we have to be able to go back and do the things that are required to fulfill what God says. I know people who won't go back to college because they have an unpaid parking ticket at the school. Go pay the ticket. You know, when you make a commitment to do something, God will make sure that it's done. But we have to make the commitment. We have to control the controllable, and he will do the uncontrollable. When we make a quality decision to do something, sometimes it looks like stuff is so far-fetched. God has called me to drive, but my driver's license has been suspended for however long. You know, whatever our situation is. But if we start to make the steps to be able to, for the crooked places to become straight, we start to make the steps, we see clearly what we need to do, we will be amazed at how God steps in and he makes sure that it's finished, that it's done. We can no longer fit in when God has called us to finish a task. You know, a lot of times we pray for certain positions in life and then we get them and then we fit in. But God has put us there to finish certain things. So be encouraged today. Join us. Meet us at Celebration Tabernacle Church this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Begford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Wayland specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Wayland Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylandduff.kw.com. Wayland Duff with Keller Williams. Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time